while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include more analysis on what happened in Tuesday's election. We're 50 days from the World Juniors, and St. Paul will be the place to be. And deer hunting season is here. But we begin in the skies. If you're flying out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport over the next couple of days, maybe even weeks, a heads up.
Yes, indeed. MSP Airport is expected to be one of the 40 on the FAA's list to eventually cut travel volumes by as much as 10% beginning tomorrow. The Thrifty Traveler's Kyle Potter telling Vanita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News that folks have reason for concern.
This is one of the most complex systems, not just in travel, but in life, of trying to, you know, adjust all of these changes in the course of 36 hours or less to keep people moving and limit the kinds of disruptions that everybody is rightfully scared about right now.
Potter says flyers should have a backup transportation plan if possible and should know their rights. For instance, if airlines cancel a flight or delay a domestic flight for 3 hours or more, they are entitled to a refund. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
More follow-up analysis in Minneapolis after Tuesday's election.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey defeated 14 other candidates to win a third term as mayor this week, with Senator Omar Fateh his biggest challenger in the election. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says Frey did not have the broad support citywide, and that was reflected in the city council races.
It is a different strategy. It had to be a different strategy for Mayor Frey, is to just focus where voters voted at a higher level, and that are the wards that he performed the best in. That's kind of like running up the total and then trying to get your opponents to catch up.
Mark Frey, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Duluth renters will benefit from a new ballot initiative that passed overwhelmingly this week.
It allows them to make simple, relatively inexpensive repairs themselves when landlords are slow to respond, and then deduct the cost of those repairs from their next month's rent. Organizer Molly McGregor says with renters making up 40% of Duluth's population and the city's old housing stock, it only makes sense.
There are just so many stories of small repairs being left undone for tenants and people waiting weeks, months, or years to get something fixed that's as small as a broken doorknob or a hot shower.
The new ordinance takes effect in January. Landlords and some city officials who were opposed to the measure say it could put tenants at financial or even legal risk if they pay for repairs that are disputed by their landlords.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A 16-year-old boy now charged in the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old at a weekend birthday party in North Minneapolis.
According to the criminal complaint, police were called to a home in the 2900 block of Russell Avenue North about 10:45. There they found 15-year-old Andre Lloyd in the basement with a gunshot wound to his head. Court documents show that a boy who was outside the home waved down an officer to tell him he was in the basement when the 16-year-old allegedly shot Lloyd. He said he ran from the home because he was afraid of getting shot himself. Police recovered a 9mm semi-automatic handgun from the home. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Board is preparing to extend its rec center hours in the event of a potential teacher strike.
Teachers and district leaders have mediated 9 times, but still haven't reached agreement on a new contract, and a strike could begin as early as next Tuesday, November 11th. Recreation Director Newman Thomas says they're prepared to staff up 9 rec centers from noon until 8 p.m. weekdays if that happens.
We have what we call our Spark Studio. This is our tech center. Different technical STEM type programs we'll have arts and crafts type program, as well as enriching programs. So there may be some programs regarding education and homework help type of things to enrich.
Thomas says they also have a plan to serve meals provided by Minneapolis Public Schools should a strike take place. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Mark Frey. St. Paul City Council members yesterday hearing from the public about a proposed gun ordinance that would prohibit possession of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Banning firearms from these public places would be a huge step forward in making sure our youth are safe and happy.
We have a God-given right to protect ourselves, and the Constitution protects that. The Second Amendment does.
If state lawmakers cannot move the needle on gun violence prevention, then local leaders need to get the job done.
The council is expected to vote on the measure next week. Gun rights activists say they will file a lawsuit against the city if that ordinance passes.
The Lake Street Safety Center celebrates its one-year anniversary.
Greater Minneapolis Council of Churches is one of their partners, and they offer a plethora of services. GMCC's Paulina Rivera.
We have showers, hot meals, we have fresh food, clothing closet, and people feel really comfortable.
Although the church is a couple blocks away, they do have rotating hours at the center. GMCC's Lisa Embley explains why they've been a success.
We offer everything free. We are very friendly and loving and kind, and this is just a good place to come and get resources that you may need.
Roughly 300 people visit the center weekly. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Organizers of the 2026 IIHF World Junior Championships held a celebration today with a special fan and media event at the Huntington Bank Rotunda inside the Mall of America.
Quite the spectacular here at the Mall of America, as we are just now 50 days away from the start of World Junior Championships. University of Minnesota hockey coach Bob Motzko is coach of Team USA.
It's one of the biggest tournaments in the world. We just don't know about it in the U.S.
Now, tickets are still available, and there will be plenty of free stuff to do as well, including bumper cars on ice in Rice Park. From the Mall of America, Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Mark Fry. A woman's lucky to be alive after being rescued from Lake Superior last weekend after being swept off a pier in Grand Marais. Chris Carlson was fishing in the Grand Marais Harbor Sunday when he saw a group of people walking out to the lighthouse.
I didn't know if we were looking for a body at this point. For the first 30, 40 seconds, I didn't know if, you know, she's alive or if we're, you know, most people that get knocked off by a wave don't make it out.
Authorities say people should always avoid the shore when there are large waves, especially this time of the year as water temperatures hover around 40 degrees.
Finally today, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz among those expected to take part in this year's deer hunting opener on Saturday.
It's a time-honored tradition that is an economic boom for the state.
Outdoor activities in Minnesota are about a $14 billion, $13.7 billion investments. They have a trickle effect. When you go into a community, it's not just buying the firearms or buying the license that supports the DNR and all these other activities. It's gassing up. It's getting the hotel rooms. It's buying the equipment.
And it's the rural communities that prosper due to all the new visitors. The DNR's Kelly Straka.
The local impact economically of hunting can be outstanding. When we have people coming out to hunt, you know, please engage in these other activities in these rural communities, and please do introduce yourself. Let's make some new connections and certainly contribute to the economic benefits there.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. For all of our podcasts or to subscribe to the On The Go, visit us at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.